This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Some of his previous works, Michael Burley has seen movements including fascism and communism as religious-like ideologies, replete with creeds and faith. He won the 2001 Samuel Johnson Prize, that's a BBC award for nonfiction, for his massive The Third Reich, A New History. And he won admiration and controversy with his next book, Sacred Causes, Religion and Politics from the European Dictators to Al-Qaeda. Michael Burley has taught at both Oxford and the London School of Economics, but his writing style is direct, punchy, and he often delivers a punch. Mr. Burley has a new book, Blood and Rage, A Cultural History of Terrorism. He joins us now from London. Mr. Burley, thanks so much for being with us.
Great pleasure to join you.
You begin your book with a phrase that's too good to pass up. You say, if you imagine that Osama bin Laden is going to evolve into Nelson Mandela, you need a psychiatrist rather than a historian. So speaking as a historian, tell us what prompted that observation, what you mean by it.
People often take Nelson Mandela as an example of somebody who was a terrorist and evolved into a great, widely respected statesman, which is actually historically wrong because the ANC, for the first 60 years of its existence, practiced non-violence. At a quite late stage, by which time Nelson Mandela actually went to prison and switched over to fighting a guerrilla war, which some people may not wish to confuse with terrorism. And then it was only after the failure of that guerrilla war against the South Africans that the ANC decided to practice both sabotage and then finally went over to bombing attacks in supermarkets and so on. So I'm saying in a way that people who blithely argue that, oh, well, you know, there were many terrorists who evolve into statesmen shouldn't pick on the example of Nelson Mandela. And then secondly, given the utterly unrealistic and utopian goals of Al-Qaeda and bin Laden, there is no possibility of that happening, and he wants something else entirely.
Mr. Burley, could I get you to, in a sense, look at a map of the world right now, not just geographic, but chronological in a sense. And in your judgment, is terrorism a stronger force than it was, say, 5 years ago? And have counterterrorism programs gotten smarter and more effective than they might have been 5 years ago?
Well, I think it's a big achievement of the United States government in the broadest sense that there hasn't been a serious terrorist attack on the United States since 9/11. I mean, I think that's undeniable, and it would be churlish of anybody to deny it. I think that Al-Qaeda Prime, as it were, the central organization, it's had its capabilities severely restricted. You know, their main problem is survival somewhere in the northwest frontier of Pakistan. On the other hand, I would say that the general situation inside Pakistan itself is incredibly worrying, that Islamists are taking over ever larger bits of that, and that the government's capacity to stop them, partly because it's such a corrupt place, seems to be pretty limited. And then Somalia is another clear worry, and indeed bin Laden has virtually said to everybody, head for Somalia. There's no state there, there's chaos, we can go forth and multiply from there. So that's another very worrying place. And then last but not least, you've got states which continue to sponsor terrorism, notably Iran, Syria, and a few others. I think maybe what the threat was in 2001 has mutated in several directions. And then, you know, last but not least, we have the problems, particularly in this country. France hasn't had a terrorist attack since the mid-90s, but we, unfortunately, in this country, have a rather separate population. I mean, the French have got North African Arabs who are French citizens, always were French citizens in modern times. We've imported large numbers of Deobandist Pakistanis who come from India, where they felt like they were a besieged minority in a Hindu sea. They came here and they feel they're a besieged minority in a whatever-sea, sort of post-Christian in a way. So it's a very particular mentality. They go back there in large numbers every year. Some of them pretend to be going to weddings or funerals or whatever, and in fact receiving terrorist training. So we have a very particular problem here, which in turn, because of your visa waiver program, I believe constitutes the main direct terrorist threat to the United States. I mean, I suspect any sort of foreign terrorist attack in the United States will emanate from people who have British passports.
Mr. Burley, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And you can read an excerpt from Michael Burley's book, Blood and Rage, A Cultural History of Terrorism, on our website, npr.org.